Welcome back to the Rush Hour, you with Dobbo. Not far away, we will dissect all rugby as Ian Paton joins us for a Super Rugby chat. Ben Keys is one of the superstars of the Brisbane Lions. He's a local, played out of Brisbane. He joins us this evening on the Rush Hour. G'day, mate. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
All right. Firstly, you've been on the Brisbane Lions, and congratulations. I mean, you know, Chinchilla in AFL, Chinchilla is a big AFL town. They've really started to build something. Well, you've had a Brisbane Lions community camp there. Mate, it must be pretty special. I know you're 300 k's west of Brisbane, and, mate, they love the game.
Yeah, it was a bit different. It was a different experience. Headed out there with Cedric Cox as well, and we went around to a few schools and then did a session with the Chinchilla Suns, which are the local team there. So, yeah, a bit different to what I'm used to. obviously, country feel and whatnot, but, no, it was very enjoyable.
Melon festivals this weekend. Surely, they christened you with a big watermelon out there.
No, I didn't get a watermelon into us, but, no, we saw them setting up for the festivities, and we actually weren't allowed on the main footy ground there because they're setting up for the Melon Festival, so we're out the back on the goats track.
You're kidding.
Panic, but it didn't change.
You know what?
Anyway, so.
This is just shows where you've got Brisbane Lions players there who never get to regional Queensland out there supporting the Chinchilla Suns, and because of the bloody stink and flame and Chinchilla Melon Festival, they've put you on the goat track outside and they're not allowed you on the main field.
Yeah, no, that's it. Well, apparently they've got about 15,000 people coming in, so I can see why they want to.
I would have thought you would have bought a bigger crowd, mate.
Yeah, no, not quite.
Hey, listen, Dane Zorko, we love him on this show, has come out this morning and said that the Lions can make the top eight for the first time in a decade. Some people howl these kind of statements down. I love it. I just think that it says everything about your squad, that you guys have worked so hard together, you've really come together as a group, and that you're confident that the preseason has worked and paid off and that you can deliver.
Yeah, absolutely. The team's tighter than ever, and it's definitely a different feeling this year to my last three preseasons. But, yeah, we've just got so many guys that are just getting better and better, so many young guys that are improving. So we're just getting a deeper team, and everyone's getting better. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's a pretty exciting time to be at the club, so I'm pretty fortunate.
When you're growing up and you played all your juniors in Brisbane, you know, obviously you love the sport and you go into the draft. Was it always your dream to play for the Lions, or you just would have been happy wherever you got drafted?
No, absolutely. It was my dream to play for Brisbane. I grew up playing for Morningside, which is a pretty strong junior club in Brisbane, and always went to the Lions games and watched the guys like Simon Black and those guys go before me. So, yeah, it was good to join the Lions Academy and, I guess, have that pathway that other kids around the country don't really have. And then, yeah, it was just a dream come true to put on the Brisbane Lions jumper. And, yeah, it's what I love, going to the club every day. It's pretty special.
It's a special place, and you guys have got big things happening this year. Mate, when you go out to the community, you know, obviously Queensland and Brisbane, big rugby league towns, and Chinchilla, massive rugby league town, and the Bulldogs, they're their pride and joy there. But can you see that the tide is turning and that AFL is being embraced?
Yeah, the kids love having a go at footy, and there's always a few that put their hands up at the start that have played a bit of footy, but once they get out there, they all just love it, and they're all kicking the ball around, and It's just such a good sport for kids of all shapes and sizes to play. No matter, you know, and it's male or female or tall or short, like anyone can pick up a footy and play it. So, yeah, I really enjoy coming out to the communities and having a kick, and the kids just love it. And, you know, some of them out here, they don't have the best facilities and that, but they just get out on whatever field and kick the footy around. It's just good. It's a good laugh.
Yeah, mate, great. Middle of March, 23rd, I think, the AFL season kicks off. Looking forward to it. I love the fact that Zorks has come out and not being overconfident, just said that's your goal and that's where you guys are working to. And I think once you make the eight, we saw what happened with Richmond, you know, and you get on a run and, you know, anything can happen a couple of years ago. So appreciate your time, Ben. We'll talk to you during the course of the year. Good on you, mate. The Lions heading out, doing a community camp at Chinchilla. And I think it's phenomenal that Cedric Cox and yourself went out there and did that. Thanks for being with the Rush Hour.
No worries. Appreciate it.
Cheers, brother. We'll take a short break. This is the Rush Hour on Triple M.